We are up to second line from the top, Chav Beis, Amid Beis, 22b. Makis Prushim. The Mishnah said, the Makis of the Prushim, the wounds of those who are, what does he translate, Prushim? Separated ones? I don't know what Archko says. What?
Aesthetic.
Aesthetic? A-S-C-E-T-O. Okay, whatever the way you pronounce it, it's good. Tana Rabbanan. Shiva Prushimim. There's seven people that act blank, aesthetic. Perishichmi, each one of these is going to be explained, so we're just going to read the words. Perishichmi. Chav Beis, I'm a Beis. I started the second line. Tana Rabbanan Shiva Prushimim. There's seven types of aesthetic people that are not recommended. This Brisa says there's seven types of ascetic people that don't get it right. Now, each one on a different level, but they don't get it right. Now, we're going to read them, and we're going to translate them as we go along. Afterwards. Perish Shichmi, number one. Perish Nikvi, number two. Perish Kizori, number three. Perish Meruvia, number Meduchia, number four. Perish Machavasi, Vayasena, is number five. And six and seven, we can translate. Parash Mahava, Parash Mi'ira. He separates from love and separates from fear. And all these seven are not the level we want to be on. Okay? We're going to explain each one of them.
We had Isha Prusha already. That was a separate thing. That was also
instead of... I'm looking at the Mishnah. Yeah, Isha Prusha was listed separately. Isha Prusha... A woman that's ascetic, we said that's either the girl that davens all the time and misleads people, or the almana that walks around the neighborhood claiming to be a tzedekah, which is really not such a wonderful lady. That's how we explained it yesterday. That was Isha Prusha. Now we're talking about Makis Prushim, nothing to do with women. It's Makis Prushim. There's the wounds of the ascetic, and there's, Bryce explained, there's seven of them, and all seven of them are not what we want to get to. But we have to give the Gemara a chance to explain, because we don't, we'll never understand. Right. Number one is Perish Shichmi. What does that mean? So the way Rashi explains it, he does things totally so people should give him honor. He has no intention for the Rabbi Shleilim. It's a lower Madrega of Shleilishma. It's one thing to have that I like, that people like covet, but they also want to serve Hashem. But it's an incentive for them to serve Hashem so they can get covered. This guy who's like Shem is a total fake, total facade, only interested in his covered, is not interested in anything else. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Perish Shichmi, Perish Nikvi, Perish Chazoi, Perish Medukya, Kulum of Farshul, they will all be explained. Maiseh Shem, Shemalu Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. They did Mila totally not for the Rabbi Nishleilam. He has one interest, getting honor from people. Now again, have to be very careful, because there's a madrega of shloi lishma that's not as bad as ma'aseh shchem. And that is a person who wants to serve Hashem, but at the same time, wants to get something for himself in the deal. You know, I'll serve Hashem, and meanwhile people will honor me. But there's a desire to serve Hashem besides just the pull of facade. The Ma'aseh Shechem was just a facade. They had no interest in serving Hashem. It was just to get their ulterior motive. So this guy who only learned so people should give him kavod, not being any interest in becoming a Talmid Chacham or not being close to Hashem, that's called Ma'aseh Perish Shichmi. He looks ecstatic. Everybody thinks who knows who he is. And it's totally a facade. Number two, Pirish Nikvi, that Menankivus Raglov. There's some people that become super religious, we'll call them. Super ecstatic, I can't say that word, not fit my vocabulary. So they walk around, and they walk like low, like they drag their feet on the floor and constantly bang their feet in rocks. Meaning if you're meant to be serious, you don't walk that way, that you're like, you know, it's like, again, a put-on. So people look at that guy, Mamish walks like a tzaddik, and he bangs his feet on rocks all day, because he's trying to put on a show, which is not real. Rashi Amanka Raglov, Mahalach B'shiflus, he walks with humility, Ekev B'tzad Gledel, his heel by his toe, Ve'ena Meirim Raglov Minaret, he doesn't lift his feet, When we tell Kach, Menachem is vice of Avonim, he's hitting his toes in stones. Meaning, it's that outside, it's outwardly, and there's very little inside, it's a put on. Perish Kuzoi. What is Perish Kuzoi? Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, that make his dam look solemn. Doesn't want to look at women. So he walks with his eyes closed and walks into walls. Meaning, he overdoes it. Called overdoing it. And it's obviously done without seichel. That's a person who was a parish. Whatever, again, I can't, that word just escapes me. Put it wrong, meaning in the wrong way. He bangs his head in walls. Look, trashy. Isa atzmei kaitz meinav. He makes himself like he keeps his eyes closed. He shtakel benashim. The right way of doing it is not to walk around with your eyes closed and bang into walls. Number four. That's number three. Number four. Perish Medukya. Amar Rabbi Varshila de Meshapaki Medukya. He walks around bent over, hunched over, like a pestle. What is it? Pestle. Zakrashi. The Meshapa Hilach Kafuf Kimedukya. Book to Asu Kimakevis. The it's made like a tool with a bent head. Like he walks around, folded over, half, you know, over folded over. Like, again, outward signs of great humility that's not real. It's a lot of put on beyond what the Rabbi Shalom wants. You know, the Rabbi Shalom likes normal people. Now, the translation of normal means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But the Gemara is saying, this is not normal. Walking around bent over or banging into walls because you don't want to look at women or dragging your feet on the floor because you want to act humble, that's like past the line.
Isn't a pestle thing that crushes things? Like,
yeah, but it's a
bent,
tool.
Bent.
The top is bent over. Don't ask me why, but that's how they made the thing. I don't know. So don't care what you lay the pestle. I don't care. I just...
I really do not. Got to be a mistranslation. With a homage. Pestle exactly is our, you know,
mortar
pestle
is great. Again, okay, sorry, listen, I'm not going to think that Rashi translates it this way, so we won't call it pestle, we'll call it a medukya. I'm happy with that.
Rabbi Naaman also translates pestle, and it's also referred to in Kina's pestle. These people are open the
again.
Pestle. So I really do not understand.
Okay, so fine. We'll leave it at that. You know, as I always said, I'd rather not, but doing this is making witch language, I don't get it. It's okay. It's something bent over that...
inside the mortar, that's what I mean.
What?
When you have a mortar, it's the bowl, the pestle, when you leave it alone, it bends over. It's
not what it says. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, V'roisha kafu.
It doesn't bend over.
Well, it looks like Kvido. Excuse me, Rashi says, for Rai Shai Kafuf.
When it's...
Rai Shai Kafuf.
When it's sitting in the mortar, it's
not Rai Shai Kafuf, the whole thing is Kafuf.
Well, you only see the top.
I don't know. Maybe, if you're happy with that, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the word, Kimadokya. Right there. Pirish Machle Vasi Vaisena. A parish, that's, what should I do? What is my obligation that I should do? Practically, my Yusi. That's very good. He wants to know what to do. What's wrong with being ecstatic and wanting to do the right thing? What else is there obligation for me to do? Haughtiness. Meaning, I do everything. Is there anything else left for me to do? Like any other chumra I can pick up on the deal? Rashi, my parish machavasi vesena, lemduni ma'alai lasos, vesena, I will do it. In fact, the Gemara Hamayusis are trash. He made a bucky bisurim, the duke mitzvah subaluma. He wants to learn. Doesn't know all the details. He wants to learn. Dr. Gemara, Machavasi, Machavasi suvesena. Ma lasis oid, veloyasisi. What else can I do that I haven't done yet? Umara atzmai kilukayim esakayel. He acts like he knows it all, kept it all. He's just looking for the extras, the details. The minutia, what is it called?
Minutia.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. The last two are Parish Mi'ava and Parish Mi'ira. Which Rashi translates? Parish Mi'ava, Mi'ava Schar HaMitzvah. I do it, this is a higher level of Shleil Lishma. I do it because I want to be rewarded for my mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvahs, but I have it. It's not like Ma'aseh Shechem that has no interest in doing the mitzvahs just the facade. This is Mefarshim speaking. It's not my own shot. This is a person that wants to do mitzvahs, but he likes to do mitzvahs because he's going to get rewarded, either in this world or in the next world. He wants to have reward. Not because he loves carrying out the mitzvahs of a creator. It's for himself. There's an ulterior motive. But he wants to do the mitzvahs. It's not like just a fake. So what is the right way of doing it? Do it because God told us to do it. So Rashi is learning, this Mount Yomar is learning, it's not Rashi, that Ava Yira is not a high madrega, it's one of the seven madregas that we don't aspire to. We aspire to a higher level than doing things for our own reward or because we're afraid of punishment. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So these are seven levels of Prushim that we're not happy with. Now obviously, Shem is a lower madrega than Ava Yira. And so is the guy who banged his head in the wall. But it's still not Lashma. That's what Rashi says, the Gemara says, really. Because Frechting Zakta Gemara, Amala Abayev Rava Latana. So Abay and Rava told the person who learned the Braisa, Loi Tisni Parashma Abba Parashmira. No, that's not bad. Those things are good. The Amar Abiyud Amar Rav, the Oilam Yasik Adam Batayev Mitzin Shloim Afilu Shloim Lashma, Shemitayev Shloim Lashma Ba Lashma. This is the life. This is how you get there, right? That's what explained. You can't jump the ladder in one shot. You have to climb the ladder. To climb the ladder, you have to do a Shalai Lishma first in order to get to Lishma. Therefore, it's not bad. Don't count that as a negative. These are positives because it leads to Lishma. If you, as long as your Shalai Lishma is a Shalai Lishma of Avayira, of wanting schar from the Rabbi Nishlalem, I'm fearing the punishment of the Rabbi Nishlalem, you're dealing with the Rabbi Nishlalem, right? So that will lead you to the right way, and therefore take it out. Because the Braisa seems to indicate the way the Gemara learns, that these seven Madregas are not good. And Rabbi is saying, Abayim Rabbi are telling the Tana, take it out of the Braisa. There are five that are not good, and two are fine. Now, is that the ultimate? No. But is it the stepladder to get to the ultimate? Yes, it is. And therefore, do not put it together. Now, the Yerushalmi quotes this Braisa and never understands the Braisa saying all seven are bad. Yerushalmi says the Braisa never meant that the seven are bad. It meant five are not so good and two are good. So it never had the question that had to change the Braisa. It understood that the Braisa did not mean to say seven are negative. No, five are negative and two are not negative. Rashi. Look, Rashi. No Rashi. Yes, doctor.
It is interesting that the Realm College says that the worst, perhaps not the worst, one of the worst, is false humility. All of these. In terms of nervousness, Revolva, the 20th century, differentiates and he brings many proofs. Essentially, it has to do with the kushel. The very, very initial intent is serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and even if that becomes corrupted by a desire, but its initial intent is fuck. That is a good thing.
Thank you. I would just say that was an editorial statement that it's the best was to say for the 20th century. There's your Biruchim, the Alter from Kelim, and Rabbi Saul Talanter, and all these people, and I would never dare decide who's the best Mr. Safer of the 20th century. But if you want to do it, it's your own editorial eyes. It's not approved by this editorial board. That's all.
My words are nothing in me. Or Yisrael is difficult. Actually, several things in Or Yisrael advised me not.
Again, I'll say it again. This editorial board does not pick sides in which Safer is the best and not best. It leaves it up to the Rabbi Nishlam to decide that, and we just do our thing and we'll whatever we can. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. The Metamra Metamra, the Megalia Megalia. Those things that are hidden from us are hidden from us. We can't take care of people who hide inner feelings that are not real. Fake, we call them fakers, frauds, half frauds, partial frauds. You know, that's hidden. That's not, we can't reach that. What we see, and as responsible Bezen and leaders, we have to react to the negatives that we see. However, Beidina Rabba, Lispara Mahani Dechavi Gundi, the Rabbi Nishlarlam, the great Bezen of upstairs, will punish those who cover themselves. I think Gundi is a kind of clothing. What does he say?
Cloaks.
Wrap themselves with cloaks. Meaning, the Rabbi Nishlarlam sees everything. You can't fool him. You can fool me, you can fool yourself, you can fool everybody. Can't fool the Rabbi Nishlarlam. And he evens the score. At one point, everybody's going to have to pay the piper. You know what I mean? It's the way it is. It's. We can't be responsible for that. We can try our best to take care of things. But we're limited as human beings in what we can take care of because we don't know everything. But the Rabbi Hashem does, and he'll take care of it. What? I have no idea. It's Bukhya. I have no idea. It's Bukhya.
I'm just what that means. You don't have that ready for that?
Probably.
I was just quoting a statement, a saying that I heard.
I know, I heard the same thing, but what is that?
I have no idea, yes.
The piper is the person who's playing the bagpipes and then celebrating. And after the celebration was over.
Okay, well, I'm glad you now know. Okay, weiter. Tantik my weiter. Amalo Yana Malkala Devise. Yana Amalok told his wife. What happened was, Yanai and the Talmid HaChachamim had a very non-healthy relationship. It was very taut with friction because Yanai killed out the Talmid HaChachamim. So in the eyes of the remaining Talmid HaChachamim, he was not a very good person. So therefore, when he was dying, his wife said to him, I'm afraid that when you die and your fear is gone, these Talmid HaChachamim will come and they will depose us. Me and your son, they will take care of us because they don't like you and they just can't do anything. Now you're gone, you'll see how they are. So Yanai told her, don't be afraid of the Talmid HaChachamim. They're not those type of people. They're not going to do a thing bad. You didn't do anything bad to them. They don't take revenge on you because of me. You have nothing to worry about. If you don't do anything to them, they won't do anything to you. And don't worry about the tzukim. They're on our side. They're supportive of me. They'll be supportive of you. You don't have to worry about you have to be worried about those people who stay there, Brushim, but they're not. Those are the people you have to worry about because they will take revenge and under the cloak that they're from. That's what you have to worry about. Shemaseim Kamaisa Zimri, Mavakshim Scharka Pinchas. They live a life of Zimri, and they want to be rewarded like Pinchas. It's a mashal that's used about people who try to act one way, but want people to treat them the other way. So Yanai said, listen, Talmid HaChachamim, they're not going to hurt you. The Tzukim Maras are not going to hurt you. The ones you have to be afraid of are the ones that are not real. The Meiri says, the people that wear long tzitzis and are fakers is aleihem hakasav aimer v'yitzitzu kol poyale oven. Play a word. Yitzitzu, the tzitzis of all those who do bad, and they put on their long tzitzis so people should think they're from. Yitzitzu kol poyale oven, it's Miri. Then he also says for people that wear tefillin like they're from, he said, aleisisa shem Hashem alekecha lashav. Don't wear Hashem's name on you as a fake. That's what he said. Mr. Meiri uses two psukim to describe people who dress from, act from, but internally are corrupt. And therefore, that's what Yanai told his wife. Those are the ones you have to watch for, not for the real Talmid HaChacham. Yes.
In your opinion, it's from the Yetzirah. It's the most difficult one in our generation.
Not sure what that means. I definitely really don't get into it. I'm not sure what.
Frumi Yetzihara? You just described it.
What?
You just described it.
It's a Frumi Yetzihara? I don't see it as a Frumi Yetzihara. I think they use Frum as a disguise. That's what you meant. Is that the most difficult? I think there are many more difficult to create stars in this generation, but then it's one of them, yes. Yes, doctor.
Not doing well. Keep the aforementioned Safer, which may not be the greatest safer of the planet, addresses this directly and says that that Frumkite, that Frumkite and Yahadis are 180 degree opposite, in that Frumkite, as being described here, is an external. Yahadis is internal. So it's pretty bad. That would also be constant.
But in Maxidim, they like to say things in one-liners. They say over from the Rav Shitzer, Rebbe, he says, hey, a Yid has to be good, smart, and frum. Too good, he becomes a Nayef. Too frum, becomes an Achzer. Too smart, he becomes an Apikiris. Again, I, it's not worth going into this. I'll leave it at that. Take it for whatever it's worth.
As far as what's Rebbe Margaret, so what do you one is supposed to wear tzitzit side. On the other hand, what do you do if one is far from having conquered anger or rudeness?
It is not for now, but I think wearing tzitzis today is meaningless. Meaning everybody wears tzitzis. It doesn't stand for anything.
In those days,
that a lot of people didn't wear it because they didn't have a bag of the doll compass and they didn't wear tzitzis, and all of a sudden this guy walks around with long tzitzis. It's a misleading. Today, you can wear tzitzis, it means zero. In fact, I've noticed, and I'm just editorializing now, and we'll just leave it at that, when I was a boy growing up, people didn't wear their tzitzis outside. Very few people wore their tzitzis out of their pants. You didn't want to antagonize the goyim. You didn't want to show off your Judaism. You kept your tzitzis inside. Now, everybody wears their tzitzis outside. The guy can be, who knows what, tzitzis are hanging all over him. So today means it's very meaningless. That's what I'm saying. So it's not what the Gemara means. It's not what the Miri means.
For those of us who work out in the world where it's probably, at least according to myself, there are two other people in the entire hospital who worked it.
But again, I'm just saying that today, you see a guy wearing tits out, it's meaningless to you. Yes?
I'm asking this seriously. Is there some Isla wearing long tits? Very long.
What, the threads?
Yes.
No. I wear long tzitzis on my towel. Somebody put on new tzitzis, and I can't. You're not allowed to cut it with metal. So I'm trying to find a way to. I don't want to bite it. Good. I would like to borrow it from you because my tzitzis hang all over the place, and it drives me crazy. Okay, but it's time for now. Got Rashi. Al kasharim mina the mitamra mitamra. Hanistaris nistaris and the other things are hidden from people. Vaguyas guyas. It may come back. The best nagot from kulim guyas. The best nagot from they're all revealed. Who Yifram and Amaskas in the Talasis, he will punish those who cover themselves with the cloaks. Umara Matman Kaprushim Bain and Prushim. Altis Yoram and Aprushim Shaprushim Hoy Sidem by Sid. The Prushim used to hate Yanai. Yishaharag Menachachamim Harbe. Killed a lot of Chachamim. The Nepakli is Duki. He turned into a Duki because I read the Kedushin. Ukshameis. And when he was dying, Hoy Sishi Yereimahem. Wife was afraid. She said, Aviru Hamlucha Bibinehah. They shouldn't take away the kingdom from her children. And she asked them, she said to him, Levakis will have name allowed to please beg them. They shouldn't hurt her. The Amalali said, Al Tashari ben Aprushim. Don't be afraid from the Aprushim. So they did tzaddikim, eh? They are tzaddikim. They won't do a thing wrong to you. You never did anything to them. They don't take revenge on somebody's wife. She didn't do anything wrong. Or his kids. But let me meet Shame and Aprushim. Shame my Avai. They like me. Element at Suim, Kleimar, Shaim Marisum Kiltaldaisum. Their outside is not their inside. El Tsuim Ibachutz, they're colored on the outside. The Ain Taicham Kabaram, and their inside is not like their outside. Shemaseim Kamaisa Zimri Shaim Rishoim, Umabakshim Schar Kapinchas. Umim Labriya Slachabdan Kapinchas. They want to be honored like Pinchas. The Ikud the Mephires loving Yusa. There's those that want to learn. Zimri was Mizana, and Pinchas was the opposite. These people are Mizana and want to be treated like Tzadikim, like Pinchas. Some explain that it's, meaning Rashi is going in on why we're picking Zimri and Pinchas. In the first shot, we picked a Rosh and a Tzadik that were together. In the second shot, it's because these people are guilty of actions like Zimri and want to be rewarded like someone who's makpid on these things, like Pinchas. Zak the Mishnah Vayter. Reb Shimon Aimer. Reb Shimon says, Ein Schos Tayel B'mayim Amarim. We had this Reb Shimon earlier in the Masechta. We are now repeating him. Schos does not help B'mayim Amarim at all. It does not delay. Shimpim Ata Aimer Schos Tayel B'mayim Amarim Mada Ata Samayim. You weaken the water. They call on Hashem Hashashas for all the women that drink, meaning double way. Number one, people will not say that the ones who drank and don't die are innocent. They'll say that's chosim. Number two, people will not be afraid to drink. They'll be tailored that they have chosim. It'll have a double negative effect. Number one is women will say, I can be mazad and get away with it. I have a lot of chosim. My husband sits and learns in Kailin, and I wait till late at night for him, and I take my kids to school. That'll help me. Or they'll, when they drink and they get innocent, they walk away innocently, people will say it's not, doesn't prove anything. Then Reb Shimon says, no, this has got to work. There's no delaying this. This works. She's guilty, she dies. She's not guilty, she lives. That's Reb Shimon's opinion. Ella, it might seem to be right, it might have to shame Raul, Tyrus, and Shasu, Shimon, Tamea, same as you'll tell Slim Schuss. Ella, the period. Rabbi Yahim Raschus, Tyrus, and Maya Mamarim. The Aini Yelada Zainim Shabacha. She doesn't give birth and doesn't improve. Ella Misnavna Vailechas, she gets sickly. The Slaifi Mesa Baisa Misa. And at the end of Slim time, she dies the same way she would have died originally. Now, there's a machloikas amaroi and back on Vavim and Olive. Whether Rebbe is a there's Rabbanan argue on Rebbe. There's three opinions here. There's the opinion of Rabbanan that Chus is Taila. There's the opinion of Rebbe that Chus is Taila, but she's sickly and dies without Misa. And there's the opinion of Reb Shimon that Chus is not Taila. In the opinion of the Rabbanan, there's an argument. What Amira says, Rabbanan also agrees she gets sickly. Except they don't hold she dies with that Misa. The Machloikas, the Rabbanan and Rebbe, is that she died the same way or not. But that she gets sickly is agreed upon. That's what one Mamayra said back there. If I remember correctly, it was either Rebbe Yitzhak or Rebbe Sheshes. And the other one said, no, the Rabbanan argue on the sickly business. She walks away healthy and for 3 years. And therefore, that it leads to Rebbe Shimon's question. Like, then you undermine the effectiveness of the water. And so the machloikas, what that third opinion is. Rebbe says she gets sickly and dies that way. Reb Shimon says it's not Taila. Rabbanan say it is Taila and machloikas amaroyim. One Amira says he also agreed he gets sickly. They just argue whether he died the same way she would have died with her stomach exploding. Or they argue on the whole sickly thing. Is the machloikas back on Vav and Aleph? I'm just explaining it now because the Gemara is not even going to talk about this. This the Mishnah is here. The Gemara is on Vav and Aleph.
Rabbi.
Yes.
I may have asked this question earlier, so I apologize. There was so by the time this Mishnah is in existence, there's no institutional memory by any of the Rabbanim about whether or not a woman goes through the sota process and then 7 years later, for example, dies this extremely particular death. There's no institutional memory anymore.
Close to 3 years, number one. Number two is you're right, because sota ended, I don't know exactly, but if the Gemara later is going to say it ended pretty much, it ended before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
First.
Second. Second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's when it ended. So I'll guess, and this is made up, that it ended, I would say, 80 to 100 years before the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. I might be wrong.
It just seems that the mode of death is so particular and so memorable that there would be stories about it.
Again, let me just answer you. So let's assume, for argument's sake, and I just made this up, that it was 80 years before. Because once this became prevalent, like the water stopped working. So I made up 80 years. It's for sure more than 40. It's before the 40 years before the Korban, but I don't know exactly how much. Now, whatever it is, maybe we'll see when we get to that Gemara later on. Whatever it is, it ended. Right? Now, before that, there was Saita. But I don't know how many Saitas there were, number one. Number two is I don't know that the fact that they died a horrendous death is not questionable. They did. At the time they drank, that the woman who didn't have Schusim died immediately. Now, you're looking for an instance that a woman had Schusim and died 2 years later with that kind of a death, which didn't happen that frequently. It's a much lesser, how many women of Saitas had Schusim? Where your question might be assuming a good number of them. A, I don't know how many number of Saitas there were, but let me explain. Number one, the woman has to be Mazana and no Adam. Number two, she had to have been warned and went into Stira. Number three, the husband has to be willing to go through this. Number four, the woman has to be willing to go through this. Number five is they didn't do anything wrong in between Stira and now. So all these things have to be met. All those boxes have to be checked off. She finally makes it to the Beis HaMikdash, and many of them did not have Schusim to save their life, and they died right away. So you had a small percentage of how many times it could have happened that the Schus would have been Taila. 150 years later, they wouldn't remember.
We have discussions about whether we can do a twofer when there's two sotas. So there must either that was just an example of an extreme example of where there happened to be.
It was just outlining the halacha, not that it was practically the gay. Number one, number two.
Yeah.
Let's understand this next thing. According to Rebbe, she was sickly for 3 years and then died with that death, not in Yerushalayim. She didn't come back to the Beis HaMikdash to die. She went home, and she lived in some little village in northern Eretz Yisrael, and 3 years later, she had that horrendous death. That's not something necessarily that would have made the evening news. So we can't judge this by remembering what happened. Obviously, they had no clear Messiah. All I'm saying is, that it's not so difficult because I don't think it happened that frequently that you had a woman that was a Saita that had a Schus Taila and died in a remote place somewhere and people would have known about how she died. That's all I'm saying.
See, the description of the death is so explicit. That's just what catches me. I'll drop it.
But they died in the ones that didn't have a Schus died in the Beit HaMikdash. We're only talking about the women that had a schus. How many women are Mazana had enough schusim to delay the punishment?
On the other hand,
a crowd of women. These are not the women that are running Mountain Messiah, you know what I mean? Usually. These are people that are the lower end of society.
In a different share, you'd say these are the women who chose their husbands wrong. But that's okay. But you could turn this around. And you could say if one holds that in the schus everything was delayed, how would you know about that either? How would anybody know anything about this?
I think that again, according to the Rabbanan, they're telling you facts that it could be that the schus will be taila, and the guy will go home, and his wife dies 2 years later. That'll be a proof that she was never in it.
Okay.
And according to the Rabbanon, according to one man, the Amr, she doesn't even die a surrendered death. And according to Rebbe, she does die a surrendered death. So at that point, the husband will know, and whoever else in that community will know, that this woman had been Mazana.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
A couple of things. I mean, there's, I think the question really comes up a number of times. If I recall correctly, there is a disagreement in the Gemara about which way the condom walk to the right or the left during a procedure. I'm remembering it vaguely. And that's something which persisted up until the destruction of the temple itself. As opposed to this, which, as you say, all evidence indicates, was an extremely infrequent thing.
Yeah, I think what was bothering Harvey is that this was a newsworthy item. You don't remember every detail. How the condom walk is a detail. But that a woman exploded is a much more newsworthy item for the thing, and that's more less forgettable. That's what Harvey was saying.
Exactly.
Things which are remembered are things which are mostly because they're accustomed, so you have the verse right there. Whereas memory like this is something which is done in terms of amount. And don't forget that at this time there was the base next. There was dispersion. People were going into various places and separate and such like that. A great deal of information got lost. I mean, I can give you direct proof
again.
Exactly how this happened.
Again, I think we're arguing. I think this is a very theoretical argument. I just want to say the following. Reb Shimon and Rabbanan lived within 100 years of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Less than 100 years away from the Churban Beit HaMikdash. And they all lived in Eretz Yisrael. They did not live in Babel. These are Tanoim. They all lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe lived about 80 years after. He made Mishnayos about 80 years after the Churban Beit HaMikdash. So we're not dealing with that much time period past, number one. Again, I think where it's a very I agree. They didn't know, remember it. End of story. Why they didn't remember it? You can say whatever you want. It's not a good yes. Yes, I'm waiting to ask a question.
All the things that could possibly happen until the husband tells about his wife and brings it. The last thing was that from the time of the year until now,
he can't have a relationship with his wife.
That will
be true. Yeah, it says, but we're going to have it in a minute. If he lives with her after Sira, the world won't work anymore.
You said something right away. If you have, if he has a sukkos of Torah, which is the sukkos that's going to, what's called prolong, whatever, the delay, it has to be an evestiga sukkos, right? She's going to be a piece of garbage?
Again, if you mention that says there's such a thing, right?
But I'm trying to say to Harvey...
Harvey heard me. If you want to talk to Harvey, you can use his phone number. I don't mind. All I'm saying is he can't hear you on the phone, by the way. I was told that when you talk on the phone, they can't hear you clearly.
Fortunately, I hear him loud and clear.
Unfortunately. No, he's not that type of person. He said fortunately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear like that.
Yeah, he did.
He's a good guy. He's a very good guy.
Okay, I'm glad. Now he hears you also. Now let's talk about it.
He's really, his madriga is really...
Okay, do me a favor. You'll tell him later on, but now we have to go on. Nitmas minchasa atchala kitchibikli. So now we're going to talk about her mincha became tamei at the original state, when it was still Kedusha's path. If you remember, we said there are two levels of Kedusha by Mincha. When she donates the Mincha, and then when they put it into a Klisharis. If it became Tameh before it got into the Klisharis, at that point, it's still redeemable. So the halacha is, how you can call a Menachas? It's like every other Mincha that became Tameh before it got into Kli, Betivda, and you redeem it, Dr. Ashi. How you can call a Menachas Shinitmu, actually Kitchib Kli, Betivda, Betaytu Lechulun, or Mamo, Asik Nacheres, and you use the money to buy a different Mincha. In Mekitchik Kli, once it went into the Kli, it got Kedushas Haguf, and a Mincha that became Tameh, after he got Kedushas Haguf, is non-redeemable by every mincha. This is no different than any other mincha. Harika chol ha-menachas, but tisarev. What happens to those minchas is they get burnt. Zatrashi, tisarev, she cut your Kedushas Haguf. It now got a level of Kedushas Haguf. Ve'eini yaitzai v'chulim. It cannot be taken out the chulim anymore. Now the Mishnah says, ve'eilu shemechaseya nisrafas. These are the following things that can happen after it's in a kli, and causes us to burn the mincha. One, we mentioned that it became tamei. Now we're going to mention other things that make us burn the mincha, even though it already has kedushas haguf, that we have to burn it. Number one, haymeres tamei anilach. At one point, after the mincha is in a kli, she admits guilt. There's no reason to proceed. Why were you going to put the mincha on the Mizbeach? She admitted guilt. Number two, Shabbat Adam Shitzmeya. Adam showed up and said, we saw her being Mizana. No reason for her to drink. Number three, she says, I will not drink. No admission of guilt, just refusing to drink. I'd rather just leave the marriage, forget about my ksuba. I want out before we force her. Stop. So why are we putting the mincha on? She's not drinking. Number four, Shabbai later writes to Lashkaisa. The husband pulls out. No, it was after you wrote it after the mincha. Rabashi said, you can't, if you write it before, we don't force her. You have to write it after the mincha and erase it after the mincha. That's how Rashi explained that, Rabbi. Shabbai later writes to Lashkaisa. Her husband pulls out. He said, I decided I'm just getting rid of her. Or he had a relationship with her. Baderach. Now the truth is, I don't care if it was Baderach or it was back home. But after Stira. So all these cases, the water no longer works. There's no purpose in drinking. So we burn the mincha. With nothing else to do. And it already has to do Shusangov. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah gets involved in something else that pertains to all minchas. Till now, we've been talking about mincha saita. And now, the Mishnah switches channel and goes to talk about rules that apply to all minchas. And let me explain. There's a halacha in the Torah, in the Chumash. The chol minchas kayin kalul siya loy seyacho. When a Yisrael brings a mincha, they do a kmitza. And we had the process. They put it on the mizbeach, and the kahanim eat the leftovers. And they seres min mincha la'ar nubanov. They eat it. By a kohen's mincha, there's no kmitza. The mincha is put in the klisharis, and is brought up to the mizbeach without a kmitza. No part is eaten. It's a gzeres hakasev. The chol minchas kohen kalul siya. All kahanim's minchas are burnt completely. No leftovers. Totally burnt. It's exactly like Kosov. How about this Saita who's married to a Kayan? Her husband's a Kayan. Or any woman that's married to a Kayan that brings any mincha. She herself is not a Kayan. She's married to one. Zok the Mishnah. Kohan esuas l'kahanim l'chaseim nisrafa. Anyone married to a kohen, the mincha is burnt. Zok Rashi, the chol arasuos the kohanim and chaseim nisrafas. Ba'afilu kara v'kaymetz kol chasai. Okay, so now Rashi explains that we will see that this is not like a kohen's mincha. See, this will be explained in the Gemara, so you'll just have to trust me and translate it. That even if they brought the kohenets like they're supposed to, v'loy nitmu. The Shravim Shirayim Bebeis Hadesh and Kedem Afarish B'Gemara, they used to burn the rest of the Mincha where they burnt the Pasla Minchas. But this will leave for the Gemara. I'm not even going to try to explain this Rashi. Biter. Bas Yisrael Shenissus L'Kayin Minchas Nisrep. Even though she's a Bas Yisrael, she's married to a Kayin, her Mincha gets burnt. I'm sorry?
She's not included in the
call of
the Soys the first line.
Why does it repeat it? Because it's contrasting it. You shouldn't think it's only a kohenes to married kohanim. But a kohenes in this is the Yisroel, minchas l'kohenechelas. A kohenes marries a Yisroel, her mincha is like a Yisroel's mincha. More than that, even when she's a single kohenes, her mincha is not treated like a kohen's mincha. A kohen's daughter brings a mincha, it's treated like a Yisroel's mincha. She's an Ashes Kayan, her mincha is burnt. She's a Bas Kayan, her mincha is not burnt. Ma Ben Kayan the Kahanis. And the Mishnah is going to tell you a whole bunch of differences between a male Kayan and a female Kahanis. Number one, Mincha's Kahanis Nechalis, Mincha's Kayan Eide Nechalis. Number two, Kahanis Mischalalis. A woman can become a Chalala. She has a relationship with a man that she shouldn't have. She can't eat truma. A kohen can have a relationship with a woman he shouldn't have. and he will remain a kosher kayin. Doesn't affect it. Keheres metame lemeisa. And bas kayin can be metame to deceased people. They ain't kayin metame lemeisa, only to his seven relatives. Kayin eichel bekatcha kadashim. A male kayin can eat kachya kadashim. Benachalim lefnim benachlam lezichrei kahuna. Vein keheres eichel bekatcha kadashim. She can eat kachim kalim, but she can't eat kachya kadashim. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is going to go, what's the difference between any males or females? We'll leave that for later. Let's do Rashi. Look, Rashi. Kehenes bas kohen min chos in a chalot, the whole minchas kohen kolosi aloi sev luksev. Have a kehenes a Yisro, this is the Yisro. Nechalos. V'chein kehenes amonu grusha, shavim min chos in a chalos. A kehenes that brings, that's divorced or widowed, also is considered like, it's not that she's not a male. Kehenes is chalot, it's not a truma min akuna, I'm living with a puzzle. Kain Amishal, not a grusha sign of a halala, he doesn't pass to it. The time of the maskula must need some farish for Kamara. Kacha Kadashim, Khatas, Vasham, Mincha, the Kulum Siv, Ko Zakhar, Bakanim, Yechlenu, all Zakhar, Bakanim should eat it, females should not eat it. We will continue Mer Hashem tomorrow. Thursday, Mer Hashem is the last day before Pesach appreciation. Do not drop that stuff in my house. You can put it in my Gemara. It will be processed at a later date.
The mailbox.